T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Bob, next question. We'll get back to the Ben mystery later. Ben Roethlisberger show tomorrow at 11 o'clock. What do you do with the kicker?
At this point, I'm always skeptical of people out there kicking. Who needs a job? They're out there because they failed.
Let me rephrase the question.
Just let me explain this.
Okay.
Because I looked at a lot of teams, and I saw Cleveland's been on 4 kickers this year. 3 other teams have been on 2 kickers this year. Boswell has been terrible. I don't know if the money – I don't know what it is right now, but he has no confidence. His swing trajectory is not what it should be.
I love that. Let me rephrase the question, Bob, or phrase it the exact same way. What would you do with the kicker?
I'm bringing people in for a tryout, not unlike when he got his opportunity here in Pittsburgh. I want to see if someone is capable of hitting some shots when they matter the most. You won't know that. You're going to base it on a tryout. But I think I would do that because at this point, you know, Mike Tomlin's answer last night was not an endorsement of Chris Boswell, which is a direct contrast to what
he didn't get him out of a stadium yesterday, did
he? No, he didn't.
So I've got a simple answer
to
this.
6 missed field goals,
yes.
5 missed extra points. And
cut
by
him.
The way, he hit one. Okay.
Cut him.
I can understand that. And I want to know who's out there, though. I was looking to see.
Jeff Reed was a rock farmer when they got him. Chris Boswell,
I'm
looking at his
couch.
He was their 4th kicker that year because
right.
He had failed in New York and Houston.
Right.
So that question, who's out there? A bunch of unemployed kickers. That's who's out there.
Right.
Just like he was. Reed was.
And they all, okay, well, if you want to do that, do it. I can understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah, have a tryout and get somebody in here who can make an extra point, who can make a 39-yard field goal, and who doesn't go all Charlie Brown on the winning kick.
Josh Scobie came in here after Sweesum had his injury, and everybody thought that was going to be the end all, and he was terrible.
Well,
within
sure, you're taking
games,
a chance, but how much worse can it get?
They also, the bad thing about this is they signed him to a $16, almost $17 million deal.
That's the only reason he's still here.
I understand that. I don't know what happened to him. I don't. I don't understand how it gets to be where everything is, forget the fact that he slipped. He missed a very makeable field goal, and that, in the end, also contributed.
He also put an extra point off the bar.
Right. He bonged it off there. Should have missed. It went in.
I mean, I don't take, pleasure in this at all. It's unfortunate. Because he seems like a decent guy, and he's won a lot of games. He's gotten Tomlin out of a lot of stadiums, as Tomlin
year.
Has said. I don't wish this upon anybody, but this is like, you know, Steve Blass territory. It is. All of a sudden, he can't kick.
No, it's a
Do you agree
concern.
With that?
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is, but he can't kick.
Do you want to see if he can kick against New England? I don't.
I want to see people come in here and at least look, because this is too important of a, you know, 2-game stretch coming up against
these
two teams.
Well, I mean,
teams.
If you bring in people to look, somebody's going to have a good day. You signing that guy?
I guess you have to. I still, you know, I've told you all along that I thought Boswell would be okay in the end, and I've been wrong about that. I really thought that his demeanor is such that he can forget about this stuff and work through it. And he's had some good games, but he's also had so many bad games. He's kind of doing what I'm doing right now.
It's been a disaster. Eric, what are you doing with the kicker? See if you can answer this question more directly than Bob did.
You bring in guys. If somebody impresses you, you say, thanks, Chris. We've had enough.
How about if nobody does?
Well,
how about if they bring him in and they all are like, oh,
I know.
What do you do then?
Yeah.
You still bring him in just because
I guess
you
if they all stink, then yeah, you have to keep him. But surely you can find a kicker who can kick extra points,
did
right?
Did they do this earlier in the year? Did they bring guys in? I mean,
not to my knowledge.
Sometimes we learn, you know, that they have the tryouts. They go down to Heinz Field on a Tuesday at, you know,
I told Bob, Jeff Reed was literally farming rocks in North Carolina. He was a rock farmer when they brought him in. I don't know where these guys come from.
Yeah, they've had several of these over the years. Uh-huh. I think you've got to explore your options. I really do. I think this guy's confidence is shot. I thought it was shot earlier in the year, but I understood, you know, that you've got a major financial investment with him. You really do.
Yeah, that's the only reason he's here. I cut him, and then I bring in people and choose the best one.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you do, they got a problem. Even if it's a new kicker who's been unemployed, he comes in, you don't know what you're going to get. These are all critical outcomes now, and it's a 50-50 proposition.
Maybe he could come down with a mysterious injury on when he slipped yesterday. Maybe he hurt his heel or his ankle. You put him on IR, Then you bring him back and you try to get his head together and, you know, bring him back next season. How about that?
Could be. Or maybe he can play safety.
I like that.
You know.
You like him in the secondary, maybe?
He couldn't be any worse than he is kicking, right?
412-928-9370. Bob's mad at me now.
No,
I was trying to pin you down to an answer.
My answer would be, I have seen all of these kickers this year, all throughout the league. Cleveland, like I said, kicker after kicker after kicker. These are the same guys who are out there now.
But it can't get worse. It can't get worse.
I understand that. I still look at his pedigree over the last 3 years, what he's been able to do. I don't know if the money got to him. I don't know if he just lacked confidence. I don't know if whatever it is, it's not
mental.
Getting better.
It's mental.
It's not
at
getting
this
better.
Point,
and
quote,
so therefore, it's costing him games. But,
so if I ask you a yes or no question, would you cut him?
Right now, my answer would be likely yes, pending the outcome.
Eric, it's been going on all year. I can't get him to answer a yes or no question.
But if you don't have any, if you don't
you're
have
telling me
better.
You're just going to bring anyone in who, and
yes.
How about if that somebody comes in and
there's
misses four out of six they give him as a tryout?
Oh, that'd be an improvement.
Okay.
I mean, some of the guys say
I cut him and then bring in people. Cut him and then bring in people.
I like
Eric's
scenario.
That's what I do.
He goes on IR. You try to get him right because you have a major financial investment. In the meantime, you bring somebody in, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, you bring both back next year, and they compete.
Eric, yes or no? You cutting him?
No.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.